Welcome to Talking Politics, KBIA's look at local and national politics. I'm Daniela Vidal. Vicky Hartzler is running to keep her seat as the U.S. House of Representatives for District 4. This campaign season, Hartzler is running on a platform of repealing the Affordable Care Act, protecting Second Amendment rights, and supporting Missouri farmers and small businesses. KBIA's Steve Dawson has more.
As a farmer and a member of the House Agricultural Committee, Congresswoman Vicky Hartzler's stance on agricultural issues are often tied in with her desire for less federal government involvement in state matters. She says restrictions from organizations like the Environmental Protection Agency are taking money away from Missouri farmers.
Now, the average farmer here is very frustrated by the EPA's overreach, where they have changed the rule we call the waters of the U.S. such that the federal government will control 99% of the land. And for a farmer to be able to build a pond or a fence or change the, smooth out their pasture a little bit, they may have to get a federal permit. And if they don't, they would be subjected to a fine of $37,500 a day retroactively up to 5 years. And so that's why I co-sponsored the bill in the House to stop this rule.
In September, the Missouri legislature passed a Stand Your Ground law. This allows Missourians to carry concealed weapons without a permit and to use deadly force if they feel their life is threatened. Although Hartzler was not involved in the creation of the bill, she says she strongly supports Second Amendment rights.
Law-abiding citizens have the right to protect and defend themselves and their families. So I'm supportive of them being able to do that, while at the same time co-sponsoring bills that have passed the House for mental health reform to help address people who have problems so that they can get the help they need before and hopefully prevent them from committing an act of violence.
Retired physician Gordon Christensen is Hartzler's opponent in the 4th District race and is running on a platform of health and health insurance-related issues. Hartzler says health insurance decisions should be left to the state, not the federal government. She says she's sponsored bills to replace the Affordable Care Act because of what she's heard from her constituents.
I have too many people that contact me on a regular basis telling me these very heart-wrenching stories, how their insurance has been canceled, and the new one costs $6,000 more a year, plus has a $6,000 deductible. And people turn to me and just say, Vicky, we cannot afford that. What are we supposed to do? And it just breaks my heart. And I think we can do better.
Hartzler says more competition in the health insurance arena means lower costs for people. In the presidential race, Hartzler supports Donald Trump.
And we work very, very hard in the House, and I know I do, listening to the people of this district and taking their ideas to Washington and fighting for them. But so many times, if they get to the president's desk, they're vetoed. And Donald Trump will sign those into law. And plus, he will appoint people to the Supreme Court who will uphold the Constitution and not try to make up their own version of what they think the law should be. And that's very, very important.
If elected, Hartzler says she will continue to try and remove federal government regulations that she says stifle job creation in Missouri. Steve Dawson, KBIA News.
You can tune in on Tuesday, November 8th, starting at 7 p.m. for our live election night coverage. That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Daniela Vidal, and thanks for listening.